Republican Super PAC announces $37 million in mostly offense ad buys. By Jacob Bliss on August 29, 2022. The Congressional Leadership Fund, the most prominent House Republican-aligned Super PAC, announced mostly offensive ad buys spanning at least 20 congressional districts with 71 days left before election night in November. The Super PAC, endorsed by House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and all of the House GOP leadership, is adding $37 million to its ad reservations for its second round of offensive advertising spanning across at least 20 congressional districts to build on the $125 million ad reserve announced earlier this year for the fight to win the House majority. CLF will be spending $28.5 million of the new reserves to air ads on television, while another $8.5 million will be placed for OTT/connected streaming. The Super PAC's ad buy is 87% on offense as the deep toxicity of Joe Biden's presidency continues, the press release explained. There is incredible energy behind the fight to elect a new Republican majority, and it only continues to grow by the day, CLF President Dan Kunstin said. Republicans are in a great position to win the House, and we're adding more firepower to the arsenal we need to make it a reality. The Super PAC noted that it would continue to make revisions and new ad reservations throughout the next 71 days. The next round of reservations CLF is adding to the list are $5 million in Indiana's 1st Congressional District, $3 million in Texas' 34th Congressional District, $1.7 million in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, $1.1 million in Iowa's 1st Congressional District, $1 million in New York's 17th Congressional District. The media market reservations CLF is adding to the list are $3 million in the Boston media market, $2.1 million in the Sacramento media market. The districts where CLF is doubling down and expanding ad buys from the spring are $2.1 million in Oregon's 5th Congressional District, $1.5 million in California's 13th Congressional District, $1.25 million in Virginia's 2nd Congressional District, $1.2 million in New York's 19th Congressional District, $1.1 million in California's 45th Congressional District, $825,000 in Connecticut's 5th Congressional District, $800,000 in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, $615,000 in Washington's 8th Congressional District, $450,000 in Illinois' 17th Congressional District, $325,000 in Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District, $185,000 in Michigan's 8th Congressional District. The ad blitz to smother Democrats is a part of a much larger, nearly $180 million ad blitz between the National Republican Congressional Committee and CLF, as Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle exclusively reported earlier this month. Boyle reported that the nearly $180 million in ad buys across the country comes as the Republicans have continued to gain momentum in the weeks leading up to the election despite what the Democrats and establishment media have been saying in recent weeks. There will be no mercy for every single Democrat who voted to send 87,000 IRS agents after the working class, raise their taxes, and give handouts to their wealthy donors, NRCC Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, told Boyle. They will regret this vote when their constituents send them packing in November. The CLF's announcement also comes the day after a CBS News poll found that out of 2,126 registered voters surveyed, 47% said they would vote for the generic Republican candidate. In contrast, only 45% of the respondents said they would vote for the generic Democrat. Additionally, the poll also showed that the top two very important issues for voters continue to be the economy, at 81%, and inflation, at 76%. Republicans in the House are looking for a net gain of at least 5 seats, which would win them back the majority and oust Pelosi from her speakership. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. Much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. According to analysts from multiple organizations and news outlets, Republicans are currently projected to win back the majority in the House with anywhere between 2 and 35 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.